This isn't really about the law, it's about online banking fraud, and I'm chatting with Charles Ukerman, who's CEO of Aave Cybersecurity. Charles, thank you for being on Contemporary Business.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about banking fraud here, and I need to ask you this. What are the risks for consumers when they're not fully protected against banking fraud?
Well, it depends on how much money they have in the bank, I guess. So it's all about the money that's in your bank and how people access it. So just as much as you protect your ATM card, as much as you protect your ID when you go to the bank to ensure only you can draw that money, the same principle is applicable to doing banking transactions online.
Are you suggesting I need to insure the money I have in my bank accounts?
I don't think if you can you can insure it. I think one, just like you would go to the bank or use your card itself, I think it's just being precautious and very careful how you go about in handling those transactions. I think that's really the important thing. To spend money to try and mitigate or put the risk on someone else, I don't think is probably the best decision to make, unless you're a very big corporate and you want to have some sort of insurance against IT security. That's a total different discussion. But for the normal consumer, I think it's handling it in a responsible way.
But there are two levels, or there are two places of crime here. The one is physically around your card, around your behavior with your card, particularly in ATM machines, etc., and credit cards as well, in terms of how you hand them out. But the other is what happens behind the scenes, what happens online, what happens when you are not around and your card is not around and people have access to your bank accounts. That surely is a much more difficult situation to control against.
It absolutely is. When you're at the bank and you have to draw money, it's quite easy to see a suspicious person. You see, now this guy looks a bit dodgy and I'm going to be a bit more careful. The problem with online banking and online transactions is it's all about zeros and ones. You cannot see the cyber criminal. It is invisible because it all comes through your internet. And why it's a very ambiguous topic, because it's very difficult for the normal consumer to actually understand where the risks are, because you cannot see it, but yet it's there. And I think that's what makes it so complicated for the average user to actually to absorb.
So how do you start to think about where you should be precautious in terms of preventing online fraud?
To prevent online fraud, I think the 101, and I repeat the same message always, is make sure that you've got a proper antivirus on your machine. That doesn't mean a free antivirus that you download. Free antivirus is often cyber criminal inspired software, and they actually use that to actually gain access to your computer and your banking for that matter. So that's the first thing. I think the second thing is the nuisance updates that we get from time to time. People often neglect them and don't do those updates. Handle those updates, do them. It uses bandwidth, but do that, because that's like identifying a hole in your fence and covering it up that someone can't come through it. So I think that's the second critical point. The third critical point is people go to websites which they often, while exploring the web, surfing the web, they sometimes surf into very dangerous territory, and they go to websites which are very dodgy. And if they, for instance, if they don't have a proper antivirus on, that will warn them that they are now accessing dangerous territory. It will mean that they will go into that dangerous territory, download code on their computer. That code will stay dormant, or it will stay, I mean, it doesn't want to be exposed. And when you then do go to your banking site, that code or that software is then activated. So it stays dormant until you type in www.apsa or FNB or whatever. Only then does it then activate, and it starts recording your keystrokes. It starts recording your OTPs that you get. And you don't even know that. You can't even see it recording it. It just happens in the background.
So the central message I'm taking away from you is the quality of your antivirus is everything when it comes to protecting against online fraud. Now, I happen to be a Mac user, And I don't know. I'm oblivious to the fact that there is antivirus which is freely available for Mac, not freely available, that you can buy, which is good quality for Mac machines. But whether I'm using a Microsoft system or a Mac system, how do I find the good antivirus systems?
I think in our industry, we usually use.
I mean, are we
like
talking about Norton? Are we talking about McAfee?
Norton, Kaspersky, ESET. Those are the top brands in South Africa and readily available. And you can actually buy them online as well. Or you can buy them at the Incredible Connection or any of those kind of stores.
And that's sufficient. Not sufficient, but that certainly will give you a higher level of guarantee against an onslaught.
Agree. So do that, plus the patches. Both those components are important. In other words, those Windows updates or dates, both of those are as important as the antivirus programs are.
Well, fantastic. I think we're going to chat much more often, Charles, and I think we're going to have to chat more often about the technology side as much as against, if you want, the cybercrime side. Thank you so much for being on Contemporary Business.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.